A federal bill that would reduce the amount of time animals spend in shelters after being abused and neglected has support from animal rights advocates and elected officials in central New York. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the legislation would speed up the legal process to reduce the burden on shelters and give abused animals new homes sooner.
Hi, baby.
Oh, good. Hello. Oh, he likes you.
Yes. Oh, yes. That feel good?
Dogs like Brutus come into the DeWitt Animal Hospital for a variety of reasons. Brutus is a Mastiff Pitbull mix that was astray and about 20 pounds underweight. But it's the effects of dog fighting that really concerns Officer Rebecca Thompson with the Syracuse Police Department. She describes the aftermath of what she calls a vicious blood sport.
Horrific wounds, bleeding profusely. Some bleeding so much that all you see is red, and wondering if they're even going to make it to the shelter.
If they do survive, they can spend up to a year and a half in a shelter because dogs are treated as evidence in federal animal fighting and gambling statutes. Richard Patch with the ASPCA says that is too long.
We're unable to send the animals to foster homes. We're unable to send them to rehabilitation centers. We can't even spay and neuter the animals because of their status as a seized entity.
The bill introduced by Central New York Congressman John Cacco would speed up court proceedings, require the court consider the welfare of the animal, and shift the financial burden onto the individuals responsible. Cacco says the bill has bipartisan support in the House and could be included in a larger asset forfeiture package. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.